Members of Congress defy their own shutdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The same people who engineered the government shutdown spent Tuesday trying to reopen parts of the government.
To make sure that when the World War II veterans that are scheduled to come here tomorrow, to make sure that that memorial is open so that they can enjoy it, that's all this bill is trying to do.
Yeah, somebody apparently forgot that since the World War II memorial is a national park, shutting down the parks would mean turning away elderly veterans. And suddenly, members of Congress were proposing anti-shutdown bills to reopen portions of the federal government, none of which passed. But it didn't matter, because the veterans just moved the barricades and fell in behind the bagpipes. The generation that took Normandy wasn't going to let some little park ranger stop them. And right alongside them were members of Congress, like Michelle Bachmann.
We don't like politics. We like to solve problems. That's why we're here.
Members of Congress celebrating a glorious victory over themselves.
Let the veterans in first.
And it occurs to me, if they can defy their own shutdown, why can't we all push aside the barricades at the Lincoln Memorial, the Statue of Liberty, the national parks? In fact, why don't federal workers just defy the shutdown and show up to work? A defiant nationwide federal work-in. What could be more patriotic? And overnight, this whole tactic of using shutdowns as a threat would disappear. Now this is Dave Ross. Podcast link at DaveRoss.com.